AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Norfolk Southern is out with some new safety plans today following another train derailment this weekend in Ohio. CBS's Kimmy McCormick has details.
Among the measures, new sensors to check temperatures along tracks and more acoustic sensors, which would pick up vibrations and detect problems. There was another Norfolk Southern train derailment over the weekend in Ohio. 28 of more than 200 train cars derailed.
Residents who live near that second incident in Springfield are shocked.
It's just crazy because, you know, right now that's all you hear on the news is about the other train derailment. And now here's one here. And I mean, it's just unbelievable. Like, pretty much you're just like, this ain't really happening.
Officials say there's no public health risk. The FBI is now offering a $50,000 reward for the safe return of four Americans kidnapped in Mexico. CBS's Enrique Acevedo says this could be gang related.
Cartels have taken over cities because business is good for them, especially the business of human trafficking, not just drug trafficking. And it seems to be at the heart of what happened on Friday.
Video shows some could be injured. One person is dead and at least two others are now fighting for their lives following a stampede at a Glorilla concert in Rochester, New York last night. Mayor Malik Evans.
What happened at this concert breaks my heart and it is totally unacceptable. I want to be clear. We are nowhere near completing this investigation.
In Atlanta, protesters want city leaders to scrap plans to build a police safety training center dubbed Cop City.
If you didn't hear us the first time, we are here once again to let you know that we don't want Cop City. This is our community. This is our land.
CBS's Skylar Henry.
Outrage has almost been imminent from a group of people saying that they want to defend the Atlanta forest, where this police facility would essentially be located in some 85 acres or so, a $90 million price tag.
Police have had to detain some demonstrators for setting a construction vehicle on fire. Californians are still struggling to dig out of record snow. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Crestline.
People here are still digging out from the storm, and some told us help has been slow to come, if at all. The San Bernardino County Sheriff says there's so much snow, clearing the roads is just part of the battle.
We're having tractors come in and scoop the snow, having to drive it away, truck it out, and a number of other things, which makes the operation much slower.
The government rolled out a new dashboard today that lets travelers see which airlines let families sit together on flights at no extra cost. The Transportation Department's been pushing airlines to adopt more family-friendly policies and improve service. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
At the Home Depot, we know the world is a messy place. Keeping it clean takes science. That's why businesses everywhere have long trusted cleaning products from Ecolab to take on the toughest messes. And now, that level of clean is available for your home. Introducing Ecolab Scientific Clean, a full line of professional-grade cleaning products for all your home's needs, so you can clean like you mean business. Now available exclusively at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Port Edwards Fire Department responded to the high school this weekend. They received a report of a strong smell of gas. responders found a broken fitting on the roof because of the heavy snow. They were able to temporarily stop the gas leak. District personnel and We Energies were called to the school, and repairs are being made to the home of the Blackhawks. No danger remains. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court is already the most expensive in U.S. history, at close to $19 million and counting. That includes the money raised by the campaigns themselves and outside groups.
You know, money is there just to get the message out. And I want all of Wisconsin to hear exactly what I'm saying and exactly what Janet's saying.
That's Dan Kelly on Capital City Sunday. His opponent, Janet Protasiewicz, says outside money is the reality brought on by the U.S. Supreme Court Citizens United ruling. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs level off around 36, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tonight, chance of snow, lows level off around 23. High temperatures reach up to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Who's crazy?
Did you hear that, Brian?
Whoa, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome. Happy Monday afternoon. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. I'm Luke Mathers. And all the Civic Media stations around the states, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios here on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM. And if you want to learn more about those local Civic Media radio stations, head over to the website, civicmedia.us. That's on the website. You can learn more about all the stations there, including WRCE News from the Center. And speaking of Richland Center, I'm joined on this Monday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. Todd, how are you doing this Monday?
It is always fantastic, Luke, to be here with you, the big guy, out in parts unknown, working on the massive new mothership downtown. And so I'm just here to keep the seat warm, but yeah. I'm happy to be here.
It's definitely another adventure as Brian is off constructing and with a lot of help from the team, Corey.
Yeah, Corey's
lead engineer. Yep, yeah. And everybody were doing their best to get all the bells and whistles to this new mothership all right in tune, so they're singing and not sounding like just a bunch of clinging and clanging, and actually good radio. BK off doing some hard heavy lifting for the team, and really glad that in his absence you were able to join me to toss around a couple tangents here on the airwaves for a Monday afternoon.
Always a pleasure. Happy to be here, Luke. Happy to be here just to chill out with you and all the great folks across Wisconsin and see what kind of tangents we can go down, newsworthy and otherwise.
Exactly. We've got a couple tangents on the conclusion of the Badgers' regular season last night, so we'll get to that a little bit later. We've also got a story over at the Wisconsin Examiner we're going to dive into, take a look later in the show about what small businesses would receive from a paid leave program here in Wisconsin, what that would mean for them. And we'll dive into a little dumpster diving from Friday afternoon's headlines that you may have missed going into the weekend. That's all coming up here on Dueling Tangents. But before that, we've got some news breaking within the last hour, Todd, about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race here. And we've got a debate set, at least one, where both participants are going to be present coming up on March 21st. It's actually, that would be 1 month following the primary, which was February 21st. On March 21st, both candidates, Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet out of Milwaukee, and former State Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, will be meeting through the Wisconsin Bar Association at a very, very strange time, Todd, but at 12:45 in the afternoon.
12:45 in the afternoon, and the thing I love about it is it's going to be held at the Vilas Zoo here in Dane County in a cage, and the loser has to leave the state. I'm absolutely enjoying that. I think. Wait a minute. Sorry, that's the wrong news release. Apparently, no. It will be a debate at 12:45. A great time for everybody who's working. Of course, no one will see it.
I was going to say that it's kind of a very interesting time to pick for a moderated conversation, because I don't know if it's really going to be a whole lot of debate. It's going to be this is here's the question, where are your views, where are your stances on it, and back and forth, and hopefully Dan Kelly doesn't project too much, because we know that he doesn't like when judicial candidates project their views too much. But it'll be interesting to see how this forum is conducted here in Wisconsin, because this seems like it's going to be the only one that we're going to get, Todd. Over the weekend, there were several reports talking about how the Protasiewicz team was denying some of the joint appearances that Dan Kelly was gladly accepting. Very much leads the question to be, well, is this savvy? Is Protasiewicz just being selective in which appearances she wants to do? It seems to me that Dan Kelly is going to try to get his name out there as much as possible. He was the distant second place finisher on February's primary. And so he's got some work to make up, I believe, when it comes to covering ground of getting in front of voters. Mm-hmm. But what are your thoughts on how the state Supreme Court race is going to conclude this debate forum set up between now and April 4th?
I feel very differently on Supreme Court races, justice, judicial races, than I do on a legislative or gubernatorial or congressional race, because I think in those legislative type of races, I think it's great to have 2, 3, 4 debates, have people go back and forth, where do you stand on this, and make it very clear for voters what they are about to vote for. Give mm-hmm. them a true choice. Judicial, particularly Supreme Court races, it's tough because, yeah, traditionally Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates don't say a lot about where they stand on issues because they don't want to tip their hand in case that issue comes back before them, before the court, because if they're too much one way or the other, then there's a feeling that they have to either recuse themselves, or if they don't and they end up being the deciding vote, that decision then can be appealed based on previous comments and kind of, you know, sullied the waters and didn't make their decision pure. So I have no problem with one debate with Supreme Court justices. Of course, Kelly wants more because he's most likely down in the polls. I'm not sure if you're last week on our show in the morning.
The Todd Alba Show with Todd Alba, everybody.
as it turns out.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. But my younger my only sister lives in Eau Claire, and she's a savvy poll taker, because I, of course, ran a couple of times for office and run a number of races, and there was a firm called the Terrence Group, who I actually have used before and used them in polling I've done. They were doing a poll in Wisconsin on this Supreme Court race, and they were doing some push polling associated with it, and so I got a bunch of the questions and went through that on our show. But so I know that either the Republicans or Kelly campaign is out in the field. My guess is they are down in the polls trying to get Kelly out there as much as humanly possible. But how many times can you, I mean, Janet Protasiewicz has been, and I support what she's done, she's been honest in saying, hey, I think that the maps that we have are rigged based on the law. And number two, I support women's access to healthcare. And beyond that, how you don't want to have a big issue debate in this, because then you're going to, you know, set yourself up for having to recuse yourself later on. So I'm okay with one.
And it is an interesting balance that here in Wisconsin we have to strike. And folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. On a Monday afternoon, joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show here on Civic Media as well, on WRCE, WLAK, and WXCO from 8 to 11 a.m. And if you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. But we have to have an interesting balance here in Wisconsin when it comes to the process that judges get elected, because we're one of a few states that elect our judges. And so I understand not wanting too many debates, because, like you said, you don't want to, the candidates don't want to put too much out there that they later may have to recuse themselves or tarnish something that they said around a topic. But at the same time, these judges are campaigning for our votes. They have to go out there and communicate. And so I think it is interesting that we don't have like a public forum. This one from the Wisconsin Bar Association is going to be probably the only debate setup that both candidates are going to agree to. Other outlets like local radio stations and news television stations seem to have extended the offer, but the Protasewicz team has declined. And so it is an interesting balance that needs to be struck, I believe, because we are in an outlier situation where we elect our judges. And the fact that voters want to know where the candidates stand on these issues, and without something that's a 30-second political ad that you're seeing on YouTube or on TV or here on the radio, debates offer, or at least a forum moderated by trusted outlets, offer that venue for us to see where these judges stand. But it also is very tough because the state Supreme Court is reviewing like case law and individual circumstances that come before them. So there's only so much that we can learn from these debates as well, besides things that may be turned into a 30-second soundbite and used in one of those political ads.
I mean, at the end of the day, Luke, you could have the entire debate in about 60 seconds. You say, Judge Janet, do you believe in protecting a woman's right to choose? Yes, boom. Judge Janet, do you believe that the current maps were drawn illegally based on Wisconsin and federal law by Republicans to benefit themselves? Yes. Okay. Judge Kelly, he'd say no. No, I don't believe in a woman's right to choose. And he'd say, no, I think the maps are fine. And he'd say, Judge Kelly, is it true that you accepted over $100,000 in Republican money to help the Republican cabal steal the 2020 election with an alternate set of electors? And, of course, he'd deny it. And Judge Janet would probably say, I'm not going to comment on that. It's been reported on. And then I, as the moderator, would say, yes, it's true. So here's your choice. Do you want someone who believes in democracy, has been a stand-up judge for over 20 years in Milwaukee, a spotless record, who believes in the Constitution, and who will not be an activist judge and apply the law that it's way that it's written to help save democracy? Great. Your person is Judge Janet. Do you want a crook who took $100,000 of money from the Republicans to steal your vote? And do you believe that Trump won the election? Great. Your guy is Dan Kelly. Done.
Wow. I don't even know what's going to take place then on March 21st.
I mean, I'm exaggerating, of course, but I guess that's my point, is that really is, I just laid out there, That's the issue in this election. Do you believe in democracy or not? Do you want democracy? Do you want a fair judge? Remember, Dan Kelly is the guy who is best friends with Gableman, former Justice Gableman, who has spent over $2 million of our tax money now on this thing to go after Trump, or to prove that Trump won the 2020 election, which he did not. And so I don't know how much further you need to dig to make your decision.
Yeah, I have a feeling that you're very correct, but on your assessment of where the race lies. But I also believe that there are a lot of Wisconsinites out there that are going to be voting in this election that, unlike you and I, aren't necessarily as plugged in and aware of all of those tangents being connected. Because that's a story that needs to be told, Todd. But I don't know how many Wisconsin voters that are going to be going to the ballot box on April 4th are fully aware of all of the details in that storytelling, and it's going to be debates or forums or whatever we want to call them, like this one coming up on March 21st, that a lot of voters are going to get their only information about these candidates. And so I think it's going to be interesting. We're going to cover it here on Civic Media. We're hopefully the first ones to tell you about it, folks, because this is breaking again within the last hour. Janet Protasewicz, Dan Kelly agreeing to a debate held by the Wisconsin Bar Association with a couple other partners as well on Tuesday, March 21st. It's going to be coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. 4 weeks from tomorrow is the April 4th election. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Todd Alt.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul. commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. M to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers on a Monday afternoon, joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. And if you missed today's edition of the Todd Alba Show, you can go to civicmedia.us and you can check out the podcast. Go to the show page on the website. I was going to say the station page, but that's not where you'd find the podcast episodes. You can see all the excellent stations we're putting up across the state of Wisconsin.
More by the day. They're like rabbits. They're breeding like rabbits. Stations across Wisconsin.
That's what Brian's overseeing, actually. It's just really? the rabbit breeding.
Civic Media, we're hoarding for radio. That's our new look also.
I don't know how the marketing team will feel about that one, Todd, but you could definitely run it by them. Well, you can see if they're interested in that.
There's got to be a couple of strip clubs up in northern Wisconsin that would sponsor that.
Jeez, where did this tangent lead?
Here we come.
Sometimes you just cut off the tangent and you just jump to a new one. There's no nice segue between the two of them.
My last appearance on Dueling Tangents, ladies and gentlemen.
No, not at all. But if you missed today's edition of the Todd Alba Show, you can head over to the website, check out the podcast there, or we can just thank Todd here on the phone lines because Todd's pulling double duty, and in that, joining me for this bonus hour of the Todd Alba Show / Dueling Tangents, we got Jack from Merrimack calling in.
Yes! All I wanted.
I was going to say, I saw Jack's name pop up, and I knew that you would be thrilled, Todd.
I am.
Jack, what's on your mind on this Monday afternoon?
Well, Mr. Alba has stolen a lot of my thunder. He said a lot of the things I was planning on saying. We've got to absolutely emphasize that you can't really reasonably vote for somebody unless you know what their positions are, their personal positions are on particular topic. And one of the issues with Kelly is he says things like, well, I can't really get into that because that, you know, that may come up judicially. We got to emphasize we're not asking you for a judicial position. We are asking you, how do you personally feel about this? For instance, do you personally believe that Donald Trump lost the 2020 election? No, don't say things like, well, there are certainly irregularities. Don't say things like, well, there are questions. What do you personally believe about that? Do you personally believe that Trump lost that election? Do you personally think that it was unreasonable for the state Supreme Court to overturn the constitutionally charged veto of the Republican map? No, not a judicial. We don't want a decision here. We realize that this may come up in the court. What's your personal feeling on this? And we've got to get these guys to put down what they really think. Because if we don't, people will just say, well, you know, he's obviously, he's a constitutional conservative, so I'm going to vote for him. No, he's not.
And we appreciate your phone call, Jack.
Hey, Jack, Jack, this is Todd. I got one question. Is your real first name Jack, and do you actually live in Merrimack?
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than that. My real first name is John, and
that's fine.
I do spend a lot of time up in Merrimack.
See, that's all you need. Right there, it made my day because I want every caller to rhyme. Jack and Merrimack, A, you got a fantastic name, and B, you're absolutely 100% right. These people, they love to run as constitutional purists and you know, I take the Constitution directly, except when they don't. Except when it doesn't fit what they want. And suddenly then they become activists, which of course is what they accuse progressives and liberal judges of being.
Yeah, it's one of those very interesting dynamics that Dan Kelly, where he's calling out Protasiewicz for all of these aspects of, oh, she's broadcasting what her views are. We're going to know where she stands on all of these. It's unfair, and there needs to be judicial ethics reviews of these statements. And it's like, well, okay, let's look at, for just a brief second, what Dan Kelly's past was when he served for 4 years on the state's highest court. He did not get elected to that state, the state's highest court. He was appointed there by former Governor Scott Walker. Before that appointment, he served on the advisory board for the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty has a ton of business that they bring before. They sue more than almost any other group here in the state of Wisconsin. They are the judicial attorneys. They're the ones that argue in the court.
They're too happy
for these conservative groups, and they're very litigation happy, mm-hmm. and they go and they sue, and their cases get sometimes appealed to the state's highest court. So if Dan Kelly wants to talk about all of this, oh well, you can't really share your views, all that, it would be very interesting to take a look at the amount of times that Dan Kelly recused himself in a case involving Will before the state's highest court for the 4 years he was there. And if you do, you see that there were nine cases that came before the state's highest court that involved Will, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Dan Kelly didn't recuse himself from any of them.
Mm-hmm.
He ruled with Will in all nine cases. And so if you really want to talk about the qualifications that an individual can have for the state's highest court, Dan Kelly's already given us a test run, folks. It's going to be very interesting to see how this one forum, I guess, we're not getting forums, how it's going to unravel, because I do tend to agree. It's going to be a pretty quick forum. I mean,
And how good the moderators are, to your point and Jack's point as well, are these moderators going to push them a little bit?
Yeah. It will be interesting to see, and whether or not Dan Kelly gets to get away with kind of bloviating or trying to water down some of his past positions. Because, yeah, he was the legal consultant. More than $100,000. Six figures of legal consulting for the state GOP to advise in the fake elector scheme.
To steal your vote.
To nullify your vote.
Yeah.
Effectively, Wisconsinites. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Todd Alba on a Monday afternoon. I almost said Tuesday afternoon. Not Tuesday yet.
We're halfway past the day.
I know. Doesn't mean that I don't confuse the days every now and then. I was running work for Tuesday already.
Well, now that you're a year older, Luke. Luke's feeling old. He's like half the age that I am.
That's a tangent for the next segment, maybe. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents, joined by Todd Alba. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Ooh! me. They sure do a good job keeping your system clean. And Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta potty rentals too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crustbuster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad? Your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Blood supplies remain very low. It only takes about an hour to save 3 lives. Please consider being a blood donor at the next blood drive in Wisconsin Rapids. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is holding a blood drive in Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday, March 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The drive will take place in the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street. Appointments are encouraged, but walk-ins are also welcome. To schedule an appointment or for more information, please call the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin's toll-free number at 866-566-5900. While still high, the price of diesel fuel in Wisconsin is 40 cents below the national average, coming in at under $4 a gallon. The price of diesel is now $1 per gallon lower than at this time last year. In sports, the Badgers beat Minnesota last night. The Bucks beat Washington. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs level off around 36, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tonight, chance of snow, lows level off around 23. High temperatures reach up to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Here in Wisconsin, in Madison, on Mad Radio, and around the state, WGBW, our friends up in Green Bay, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh. For those two stations, if you are unfamiliar with Todd, he hosts the show 8 to 11, same time. Stop it. Same time, Earl Ingram is doing a tremendous job from 8 to 11 on the east portion of the state. Todd's holding down the fort for the west portion of the state. Do you guys, is there like a feud?
Here's what happens. This was set up as soon as I joined the company. Our president, Mike Crute, said, we got these stations. We got two programs at the same time of day. Here's what we're going to do. Earl and I, every time we add a new radio station, Earl and I arm wrestle for the station. And needless to say, Earl, he trains with The Undertaker, with Gilbert Brown.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so Earl has beat me a handful of times. I believe I have won the match to get the Hayward station. But that's how it works. So Earl is just a stud on the radio and off, you understand?
Just an arm wrestling competition. That is the best way to determine who gets to be in what lineup. I love it.
Exactly it.
So wait, can like Chet Holmes throw down the gauntlet at any time against me and try to get this?
I think that's what it is.
Oh gosh, I gotta start preparing myself. Then I'm not ready for just an impromptu arm wrestling situation for markets. No. All right, this is throwing me back a little bit, folks. But we'll see what we can do. But yes, Chet Holmes doing the Chet Holmes show right now up in Wausau, WXCO, which is a station that the Todd Alba show airs on.
We share that station. We there share custody.
There you go. But really appreciate you joining me on this Monday afternoon.
Great.
Pulling in a fourth hour of radio for yourself and kicking around some headlines. And before we get to the next headline, let's head over to the phone lines. We've got Bill in Oconomowoc. Unfortunately, Bill not rhyming with the city that he's calling from. But Bill, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon? Bill, do we have you?
Bill is here. Bill is not there.
There we go. We got you, Bill. How's your Monday afternoon going?
I'll hang up.
All right. We'll see what Evan can do about trying to get you on the line, getting that phone working. But in the meantime, we've got – there you go. Evan will take care of it. Let's try it again. We've got Bill from Oconomowoc. Let's give it a try, Bill. Does this one work? Is this line better?
Okay. Yeah, I redialed and we'll try a stronger signal. Here we go. On Dan Kelly. I'm going to pull over here. with Dan Kelly. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you perfectly.
When he's questioned, don't give him wiggle room. You say, here's the question, Dan. Do you believe in a legal integrity of the Supreme Court with a simple yes or no? And if you answer no, it means you don't believe in the integrity. If you answer yes, you do. But if you answer yes, then you have to explain why you curtailed, you ran a false investigation, you supported illegal electoral votes. A simple yes or no, Dan. Anything out of your mouth other than that is the first word we will take as a no. What do you say, Dan? You've got to pin them down so much that the minute they open their mouth, if it isn't a yes or no, they're saying, no, I don't believe in, you know, integrity in office. They got to be pinned down. What do you think? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I think you have an excellent application to be the moderator on March 21st for this forum/debate that will be held by the Wisconsin State Bar Association for the two judicial candidates.
It was the State Bar, but it was WISC Channel 3.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that it's like Eric Franke, their lead anchor. Some of these younger folks, I mean, they're fine, but they don't have the history of the state because they moved from other places, and that's fine. But sometimes you don't have the history, and then sometimes you're a little timid to do exactly what the caller just said there, which is to hold these people accountable. When they start going down, you know, a tangent, for lack of a better word, the caller's right. You got to bring them back and say, no, we ask yes or no.
Yes.
You have to hold them to the fire a little bit so they don't slip away.
Yeah, and it is WisPolitics, WISC TV News Channel 3, and the State Bar of Wisconsin.
So here you go. Here's what you need. You need either J.R. Ross or Jeff Mayers from WisPolitics, and you need Eric Franke or Susan Simon from Channel 3. That's who I'm nominating as your moderators.
There you go.
Experience. They've got the tenure. They've got the broadcasting chops to hold people to the fire.
Well, we'll see which moderators come out of those groups, and we'll see. I have a feeling maybe there may be an attorney as well if the Bar Association's putting something together.
That's the last thing we need. And I love attorneys, don't get me wrong. How about Dean Takagi, the dean of the law school here at Milwaukee? Bring him in. Be a moderator.
Yeah. I mean, it will be interesting to see, and it'll be a tough ticket to get, I think. 12:45 on a Tuesday afternoon. That's going to be when it's held.
But the great thing is the Corral Buffet will be open. So, I mean, you get your buffet and your early bird special and a little justice on the side.
There you go. And then it's shaping up to be an excellent Tuesday afternoon, that March 21st. Maybe. You'll have to stay tuned. We'll keep you posted here on Civic Media. All season long for this election coming up on April 4th. So that forum by the two Supreme Court candidates, Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly, going to be held Tuesday, March 21st, in concert with Wispolitics, the State Bar Association, and Channel 3 here in Madison. Before we jump to another headline, let's head back over the phone lines. We got Jake and Eureka calling in from Eureka, California. Jake, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
Hey, I'd just like to remind the voters that Daniel Kelly is a graduate of the Regent University School of Law that used to be called the Christian Broadcasting Network University. Pat Robertson started that law school. It's one of the worst law schools in the country. It's basically just like Trump University, except it's the far-right Christian law school version of that fraud. And its most famous graduate from that law university, law school, is, and I say university, lightly, with quotes around it. it was Bob McDonnell. Bob McDonnell, the former governor of Virginia, who was convicted of taking bribes and cash and gifts from a company to promote their dietary supplement while he was governor of Virginia. You know, typical Republican corruption. And by the way, their one of their current professors at Dan Kelly's alma mater is John Ashcroft. Remember John Ashcroft? Let the eagle soar from the Bush administration. So if that's who the people want to make legal decisions, best of luck with that. But otherwise, do the right thing and vote for Judge Janet.
We appreciate the phone call, Jake. You can be like Jake, 844-967-2789. Those are all excellent points to remind listeners and voters here in Wisconsin about.
You know, one of the good things about Dan Kelly being a graduate of the Pat Robertson Law School. Of course, Pat Robertson, the founder of the 700 Club, the televangelical program on the network there, is that you look at the camera and he's a great fundraiser because he could say, God is calling you to pray with me and to send in $10, and we will send you the Dan Kelly gavel that will help God anoint you with the power of justice. And he can just for $10, and he raises money that way, and it's fantastic. So, I mean, they do teach you something at the Pat Robertson Law School, how to raise money through folk
prayer. Well, and Dan Kelly's done a different tack this time around. He's just got Dick and Liz Uline writing checks out the wazoo from Illinois. Again, very interesting to criticize the Protasiewicz campaign for all the out-of-state fundraising that it's doing when a Illinois billionaire is floating a lot of those outside spending ads that are in favor of Dan Kelly. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers on a Monday afternoon, joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. You can call or text that number. But little dumpster diving later than I planned, but that's okay because we follow tangents here on Dueling Tangents. But a headline that folks may have missed at the end of last week, written up over at the Green Bay Press Gazette: Governor Tony Evers is allocating $1 million in grants to reduce mental health disparities. Here's why. And this piece written up by Natalie Albert at the Green Bay Press Gazette. And this is pretty significant, Todd. These funds are going to make a difference for these communities that it is looking to help reduce those disparities in. And the governor delivering on his promise during the State of the State address, making 2023 the year of mental health here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, mental health is something that we talk about frequently, whether it's for our veterans, every community. It shouldn't really be divided out amongst ethnicity or anybody else, because almost everyone suffers mental health issues at some point in their life. And it's refreshing to have a governor like Tony Evers and others who are addressing that. And certainly amongst minority populations, I think there is a tendency to, sometimes it's cultural, sometimes it's not, but to not want to reach out for help. All of us at some time or another could say, well, I think admitting I have a mental health issue or needing help is a sign of weakness. And of course, it's not. And so no better example than that of U.S. Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania, who is taking a leave of absence right now to deal with his own mental health issues after having a debilitating stroke last year during the campaign. He's a great example. And so here you have Tony Evers willing to put in $1 million and to work with the Hmong community on mental health. And of course, Wisconsin has a significant Hmong population in places like Green Bay and Wausau and Stevens Point and Eau Claire.
Yeah, the Hmong American Friendship Association is one of the 10 organizations receiving $100,000 in grants to deploy projects that support people with diverse values and beliefs. And so this is going to be much needed assistance delivered to these communities. And again, it shows that our government can deliver when we have the decision makers there trying to do things like this, where it is very targeted support for these communities that are suffering. Because yes, mental health affects all of us, but there are different levels and there are different disparities when it comes to who receives care for mental health. Mm-hmm. And I think John Fetterman was an excellent example. One of the things that I always like to share, even when the U.S. Olympian Simone Biles stepped away from at the Olympics, pulled herself out of competition because she was dealing with mental health situations, is we all have this platform now of social media, and we go on there and we act, and a lot of people say things behind a keyboard that they're emboldened to say because they don't feel like it's really tied to them and the whole dynamic of social media. And Simone Biles and Senator Fetterman are never going to see your mean Facebook posts or tweets or whatever you want to put out there into the world about them taking the actions that they're taking to address their mental health. But the individuals in your circles, the people in your life, your family, your friends, they are. Mm-hmm. And everybody that is struggling with mental health, when they see other people, the connections that they have in their life, knocking down those people, like Senator Fetterman and Simone Biles, when they go and take those steps, the people in your life that are struggling with mental health do see your stance on it. And so this is just an excellent reminder, as any other time. Just choose kindness, folks, because you don't know what struggles people are going through. And so when you think that you're being politically savvy and attacking a senator who is checking himself in for needs to be able to address his mental health, it's not taken as a joke by the people in your life that are struggling. And so just having that view and that understanding that the people in your life will see that are struggling with mental health, and just choose kindness, folks.
Also, just really quickly, 988, the number you can dial. Thanks to Senator Tammy Baldwin for changing that. If you are struggling or someone else that needs to talk, not just suicide prevention, but just mental health in general, 988, the number to dial on your telephone 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. There's somebody waiting to help you.
Yeah. Again, government delivering when we've got individuals in those positions of power, elected officials that actively choose to go and create these policies that assist. So like $1 million in grants to address disparities in mental health care and good governance of creating, rather than an 844 number that was super long, 988 is now the nationwide helpline for mental health services. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. The phone number to call here to share your tangent with is 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We got one more segment left in the day. Yeah, you didn't. Oh, you didn't know it was the party line?
I do. We don't have a party line in the morning. We barely are able to get up.
Hey, come on. You got enough caffeine. You got it going. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm joined by Todd Alba. I'm Luke Mathers. We got one more segment left in the day. Going to get to some small business needs and maybe a little Badgers talk as well. And your phone calls, 844-967.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media here in Wisconsin. Joined on a Monday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. And you can follow Alba Show on Twitter to get more updates about what's going on with Todd and his show. And Twitter, one of those, they're having a rough day over there at HQ.
Elon Musk tweeted something out and said, "This platform is so fragile. It is so fragile. I'm going to pump it up." I don't know. Anyway.
Working in SNL a little bit there, yeah.
They're having trouble loading videos or something like that.
Or graphics in general, I think, today. And it's like, right. Oh, well, firing all the people over there didn't solve all your problems? It actually made things worse? What?
And then I read a story that apparently Elon travels around with two burly bodyguards,
yeah.
even in Twitter, and even when he goes to the bathroom.
Yeah,
like so who's going to come into the bathroom and assault?
He's trying to avoid the Ides of March are coming up.
Yes.
A week from Wednesday.
Yeah.
He's trying to avoid an A2 Brute moment. Essentially, he's worried,
yes.
and that is apparently he's paranoid enough to take his security detail into the bathroom with him now. Which
I mean, what a life that would be. But just think about it. In all seriousness, I mean, you look at all this money and everything and glory and fame, if you want to call it that. But the guy can't even walk anywhere. Even in his own business and feel safe. What kind of a life is that?
I cannot imagine being the richest before he purchased the platform. He was the richest man in the world, and then you go through this whole endeavor to buy the platform and act like, oh, I alone can cure Twitter, because a lot of people talked about how there were, let's not admit that there were
small problems.
Twitter was not perfect before Elon Musk purchased it, but the fact that he went in there and tried to think that he was this kind of savior of Twitter, walking in with a sink, like, let that sink in and all that stuff. I think we've seen pretty handily over the last couple months since he's been the owner that he may not have all the answers for this one.
I personally believe that it's a cabal with Putin and Trump and Musk. I think it was all planned out. I think he went there with a mission like that. He fired everybody that knew anything, and now it's like, oh, geez, the thing doesn't work. I wonder why. And I'm a big Twitter guy. It's my platform that I
want
the most.
It's my social media platform of choice. I very much look at it too often.
I know.
I should put like a screen lock on it. Like once I hit a certain cap every day, I should lock myself out of it. I haven't got to that point yet. I've been taking steps to get better about it, self-regulating my time on the platform a little bit before Musk took over. But it's been... not having Twitter notifications on, not having notifications for certain things on your phone, just
makes your day.
It changes your outlook if you're not constantly getting pinged and buzzed with notifications that don't need to be there.
Like, sounds like last weekend, but anyway. Constantly getting pinged and buzzed, but that's another tangent for another
there you go.
Tangents after dark. But anyway,
but we alluded to it, and I want to get to this piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner as well. But before we dive into that piece, we've got a phone caller. We got Joe and Madison calling in.
Joe.
Joe, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
Vibrant, fun, and interesting show, and I so appreciate
that's too kind to describe these tangents, Joe. That's too kind.
Right. But you at one point described what was going on with Dan Kelly and said he was working to help consulting to help people steal your vote. And I appreciated so much the directness of that. That was really great to be just pointed and accurate and direct. But I also wanted to add, Luke, I cannot thank you enough for bringing up the point that going for the jugular and ripping up Senator John Fetterman over this decision on his part to seek help for a problem with mental health and people on social media who just let it rip and work on destroying people for going to seek help for a mental health problem and to not understand how that may reverberate in your own life. I thought that was a really, really important point. I think if we think back to that song, you know, teach your children well, if you're teaching your child that if someone seeks help for mental health problems, that your kid's going to hear that, your kid's going to understand, your kid's going to take that with them, and when they feel bad for whatever reasons, problem with addictions, maybe they're suffering from depression because they've lost a friend to some sort of addiction or a car accident or something, or they're just going through a hard time. Man, I know I am old enough to know people who have lost their children to suicide, and it's a brutal, awful thing. And I think your admonition that choose kindness, you know, choose kindness is a really, really important point. You never know if it might be your kid that is affected, and if they're hearing this awful things about people who seek mental health, they aren't going to do it, and results may be disastrous and tragic. So thank you so much for bringing that up. Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Absolutely, Joe, and we appreciate your phone call. You could be like Joe, 844-967-2789, and that is just the mantra that reducing the stigma around mental health is something that we as a society absolutely need to do, and I think that I don't know where I picked it up, in all honesty. The way that the argument was described to me, though, is choosing kindness, and rather than adding to the vitriol that some of these individuals, when they are public officials that go and seek mental health support, choosing kindness and understanding to them, having the courage to share that decision, because it's not something that they have to share either. There's plenty of public officials out there that I'm sure get their treatment without making it publicized. And so for the individuals out there in the public eye that choose to share, that is a huge step for destigmatizing mental health. But then also us in our everyday lives choosing not to pile on when there are some people out there that find there is political gain to it is just a tremendous way. Unfortunately, we're running a little bit out of time here, Todd, with this tangent, but
that's okay.
We got a story
that's
for everybody.
Good calls.
If you, yeah, excellent callers today on a Monday afternoon. We really appreciate those phone callers. But over at the Wisconsin Examiner, there is an excellent piece written up by Eric Gunn. Some small business owners see paid leave proposal as a boon to hiring. And so really describing what the state would receive from the paid leave proposal that is in the Governor Tony Evers's biennial budget proposal. Its program costs about $243 million, one-time payments for this upcoming, to try this pilot program and to get it started. And it would require funds, I believe, throughout over time. But what it would mean for transforming here in Wisconsin, again, by the end of the decade, by 2030, expected to lose 130. We're going to have 130,000 jobs for a job shortage.
If you're a veteran, if you have a family member, a parent who is ailing, if you have a birth of the family, all those things will be covered under Evers' proposal. That is how you retain employees, by giving employees paid time off to take care of situations we all will encounter at some point in our lives.
Yeah. What a succinct way to sum up the piece as well. It's very, very good. Eric Gunn's piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner. We don't have time to talk about the whole thing here today, but if you've got some time to go and read the policy proposal and what it would mean, Eric does a terrific job over at the Wisconsin Examiner. Folks, thanks so much for listening to Dueling Tangents. Thank you so much, Todd.
My pleasure.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets.
our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports.